Hey everybody, welcome to the Morven Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 376, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue episode 38, Rise of the Super Demons.
It aired November 16th, the year 2000, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Judd Lynn. Josh, a little low energy coming in.
Am I?
It's just a little bit low energy.
Well.
She's like, got those Wednesday blues?
I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'm doing fine.
I don't know. I just felt like you were reading, but I know you weren't.
I was. Well, here's, you told me the numbers, and then we caught the ambient noise.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make sure I remembered them.
Okay. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should. I edited the episode where I said DVDs like that today, and then that got stuck in my head, so I said it again. Hopefully it won't happen again in 2 weeks when I hear this one, or a week, rather. We're going to go watch, what was it?
Rise of the Super Demons.
Okay. Ooh, Super Demons.
Yeah.
We could have had Super Demons this whole time, we've just been at regular demons?
I don't know, man.
I think we've been getting screwed.
If it was Super Demons the whole time, though, Would it be any different? If every demon is a super demon, then there are no super demons.
Then there's just demons. Yeah. No, you got a good point. Anyway, let's go check it out.
Rescue ready.
And we're back, and we just watched Rise of the Super Demons, and Super Demons did rose.
Yep.
Have rosen. Raise?
Risen.
Rizzed.
I think rose.
I think it's, I don't know.
Because a rose such a clatter.
The Rose Such a Clatter Company. Well, that was a rose.
You're correct.
So.
Well, the bumping D's.
Someone's.
Bumping bass outside is waking up our own super demons here.
We got interrupted in the middle of the flow. Now it's gone. The flow's gone. Thanks, guy, bumping those tight beats. Now our flow's dead.
You think the tight beat would help the flow?
No, we were in a whole different flow. He counterflowed us. We weren't ready. We need to train harder, Josh. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is JakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcast. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife and Podbean and Podbay and Podbaby and Pod...
Podbeats.
Podbeats. Podbase. Pod drop to Podbase. That's dumb. That one's dumb. I feel bad about it. Podbase, though, is pretty good. It's only real low.
Yeah, they
it's real deep.
They
podcast.
Adjust all the levels so all the treble is out.
Yeah, I have a bass I have a bass filter put on all of our shows. What they do is the opposite.
Yep.
They have a treble filter, so it's way down here. It's just all the
get a lot of those low tones.
The low and the smooth jazz cast. And you can leave us a rating or review in any of those places. We as of this recording, the episode where we ask what our podcasts taste like hasn't gone up yet, but I'm very excited. So next week, we're going to have those some in, hopefully, and we'll be able to talk about them because, boy, did I forget that we asked that, and then also, and then got just as excited to hear some answers. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jelly Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes and bonus episodes of just us talking about Sonic, or with the two episodes ago, so it's definitely up by now, we had a whole talk about pro wrestling that I cut. It was like 5 minutes, and then in last Friday's episode, I licked a Nintendo Switch cartridge to show Josh.
Oh, that's that premium content.
And that's that. You got to get that premium content. That's on Patreon.com, and that'll be in one like 10 minute or so episode, unedited, uncut.
You licked the cartridge for 10 minutes?
No, I licked. There was 3 minutes. I didn't lick it the whole time.
Let me rephrase that. That whole thing was 10 minutes
long? No, that was 3 minutes, and there's 5 to 8 minutes of us talking about wrestling, and I'm going to put them into one thing.
Those are together in one. Okay, yes. Now I gotcha. Okay.
Sorry, maybe I wasn't clear. Those are going to be one bonus episode of the Hey Jake and Josh podcast. That's all the stuff you can get on patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. That's not all. There's other things. There's like early episodes and other things. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff there.
The Discord point. Link
is there.
You get your headlamp on.
Hey,
go spelunking.
You know what I found out a little while ago? Like an unexcusable amount of time ago, and I still haven't done it? I can connect our Discord right to our Patreon. So as soon as someone they pledge at the Discord or above level, they immediately get the invite to be on Discord. And I just haven't done it yet, because I keep forgetting. But I'm going to soon, maybe by now... It's up.
Yeah, just like Lost Galaxy is up.
So, did you put...
It's not.
Did you put in space up?
I meant in space.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's what I meant. That's not up.
Well, maybe by next Friday, both of these things will be done.
Maybe.
So, if you do have a Discord and you are not on our Discord because you didn't want to go spelunking, I don't blame you. But what you can do now is go check your Discord and maybe it'll pop up. I don't know how it works.
There's just a promise that it does.
Yeah. Also, big shout out to Riley Hopkins, who does all the moderating on our Discord. He is a knight in shining armor. He's on Twitter at RevRyeBread. If you want to go give him a follow, tell him hey.
He just like started doing that too, didn't he?
Yeah. He's like, I'll mod it, and we're like, cool. I barely know what that means. And if he wouldn't have offered, and we wouldn't have asked, like that place would have burnt to the ground.
It'd be
a while
the Wild
ago.
West over there.
Yeah. So it's a Friday episode, Josh.
Yep.
We have an email. I have not scanned it yet. I don't know how long it is. It's from Jack. About Dr. Fairweather and people being mad that we call her Dr. Fairweather. So I'm kind of excited. But if it is a novel, might gotta skip it. Oh, no, this is perfectly manageable. So we're going to read it. If you're just jumping in, we like reading emails on the show. We do not like reading ebooks.
If you're just jumping in, how do you listen to podcasts where you jump in? Like 10 minutes into the episode.
Honestly, I mean, like if you're just tuning into the Morphin Grid.
Oh, like if this episode
is
number. Okay.
And if you do that, honestly, I respect the heck out of that. They're just like, yeah, what, episode 38 of their seventh or eighth, their eighth season?
I can't think of a better place to start.
Might as well. No going back. The past is dead. Can't go back. Their feet's so weird, I kind of can't. You don't go back two seasons. So, Jack says, hey guys, I'm mid-hike but taking a break because I'm steamed that some people are saying it shouldn't be Dr. Fairweather. To be fair, it's a very tiny minority and they are not very vocal. It's just several people. I got more guff over it than we have anything else ever. And a lot of it was good-natured but still like some weird deep-seated misogyny. So like we just had to talk about it.
It's good-natured but like there's certain vibes.
Yeah, it's just take a look at yourself and your choices if you don't. So here's an email on why she should definitely, or on why she definitely has at least one doctorate. It was too long to read. Sorry. This is four paragraphs. It's totally not too long to read. Even I have that kind of attention span. I got my master's in chemistry and have worked in government labs, and while many engineers do stop at master's, you don't get to lead a major project at her age without a PhD or equivalent. You just don't. You don't even get to be a group lead on a project that big without it. Since we see her both designing equipment and functioning as a medical doctor, my headcanon is that she is a graduate of a joint MD-PhD program, with a PhD being in biomedical engineering. Her bachelor/master's would be in mechanical or electrical engineering. Power Rangers not giving her the title of doctor is just sexism, plain and simple, because there was and still very much is a lot of sexism across the fields of STEM research in which women are assumed to be less capable/qualified. Good on you guys for not accepting it. Sincerely, Jack, a.k.a. Mr_Cynic on Twitter. Yeah, here's the other thing. Apparently, according to find out from Christina, they go ahead and do this again.
Cool.
In Dino Charge. They just straight up, she's a paleontologist, and they're like, Ms. Kendall. Not looking forward to that.
Look, Power Rangers, come on.
In
2000,
better.
I could be like, all right, we have Joel... as a character, and Ms. Fairweather as a label, I get it. It's a product of the time, whatever.
Yeah.
Dino Charge was like a year and a half ago?
2 years ago, maybe? Yeah. yeah, with this, it's like, I understand that they were okay with it because we were worse then. Like, that's just like, yeah, you know, plain and simple. But like, yeah, a couple years ago, you called Tommy Dr. Oliver. And if that idiot had a PhD and didn't just show up saying, I know from dinosaurs, I will eat a hat.
I know dinosaurs because I used to pilot a mechanical Godzilla.
I used to pilot a Godzilla. I'm basically a paleontologist. And I'm going to teach these kids now.
Well,
ridiculous.
We're just going to do it again. Kendall's also a doctor.
Or we'll just call Tommy Mr. Oliver.
Oh, yes. Oh, Dino Thunder, here we come.
Here we come, baby. Also, here's the thing we haven't done in a little while. We got some new patrons.
Oh, dang. Have we not done this because we haven't gotten any new ones? Or have we just forgotten?
I feel like one of us has been forgetting.
Well, definitely.
And by one, I mean both of us.
Definitely one of us has been forgetting.
So we got some new patrons.
All right.
I don't know how many because I just scrolled down. It's been since at least July 30th since we thanked him. That's on us.
Oops.
Hey, you think doing a show like twice a week for a very long time, we get like good at it? You'd be kind of wrong.
Well, that's the thing is like you get better for so long and then you just plateau.
You plateau.
And We're on that plateau.
Yeah, I think we're doing real good in terms of like entertainment value, and I think maybe sometimes we forget the basics of the show. So first new patron is Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
I feel like we thanked this specific Ryan before. Yes, we have, because there's one above him that I clicked on. We're just gonna do it again. We're just going off from all these people. Lucas is a patron.
Thank you, Lucas.
Vigil is a new patron.
Thank you, Vigil.
Vigil's also very cool. She's been in the Discord. Talked to her a bunch. She's real cool. Don't know if she listens to the show. I think she's just Pokemon. But hey, next up is Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
And Lethink Tank.
Thanks, Think.
I was going to go with Tank. Aaron is a new patron.
Thank you, Aaron.
So is Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Mitchell is a new patron.
Thank you, Mitchell.
So is JC.
Thanks, JC.
And I think that's it.
All right.
Thank you all very much for being patrons, and thank you to all of our patrons. We really appreciate it. Helps us keep the lights on, et cetera, et cetera. We got an invite to something. I'm going to click on that later. Well, it just says Jake, but I don't know if it's because our name is Hey Jake and Josh.
Don't you dare tell Josh.
Hey, be cool. This is a Jake-only invite. I blew it. We also got like 100 YouTube copyright claims for a bunch of our videos. We got like 3 in a row the other day. Like bing, bing, bing. So we're not making those 10 cents ever again.
No, well, Nintendo changed everything, so you have to have, like,
go back in and, like,
X amount of views before you even qualify to make money from it, and it's just,
yeah,
YouTube's more of a hassle than it's worth.
Yeah.
So, sorry, we're never going to finish Captain Toad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
But life goes on.
Hey, maybe someday.
Plenty of other people have finished Captain
Toad.
So
many people have played Captain Toad.
For it.
And maybe someday this will be our only job, and we'll start it back up again if we get a wild hair. That's around 3,000 on the old Patreon.
Yep.
So, Josh, that's it. Would you like to talk about Super Demons?
Yeah.
How would you like to talk about them rising?
I'll talk about a risen Super Demon.
Okay, we start
only
off.
One.
Just one?
Just one.
Just one? Well, that's going to be, I got bad news. This is going to get a little dicey towards the end then, Josh. We start off at the lab, and the Rangers are all morphed and in a mock cockpit. They're in a mock pit, and it's very quiet. It's a very quiet mock pit.
Yeah, the camera's just like panning over. We're behind the Rangers' heads.
Yep.
And we can see Dr. Fairweather across the room, and there's no sound.
No.
Until she sits down and like starts typing,
I
and
thought
you
it
can
was
hear
muted.
The keys. I was about to say, hey, can you turn the sound on? And then she started typing, and I was like,
yeah.
That's a weird choice to start the episode on.
They also have, like, tubes plugged into their necks.
Yep.
And they are...
It's right into those juggies.
They are...
those jugular veins.
Maybe not the best way to shorten that word. They are draining... Not draining, but they are using their life force or light force. I heard both in equal measure.
It was absolutely life force.
I could have sworn the first time she said light force.
I never heard light force once.
Well, life force makes, I guess, as much sense.
Light force rescue.
I love that. It's my favorite season. They are apparently...
that's the name of their Dragon Force cover band? Yeah. They're the Power Rangers Light Force. They just play through the fire and flames.
I don't think Dragon Force would be around. They would all be very old, but well, not very old. They'd all be 5 or 10 years older. When did Dragon Force come out?
I don't know.
That had to be before 2007, because that was Guitar Hero 3, right?
Yeah.
And I was in high school.
The thing, Dragon Force has probably been around since the 90s.
But that's when they, like, popped off.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, they play so fast. It's like, yeah, but it's boring.
But it doesn't
so, like,
sound good.
It's
look,
just like,
I don't want to catch anything for my Dragon Force opinions.
We don't need to get into it. I don't like them.
Fast doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah. So, apparently, harnessing life energy is hard. And Captain's like, this is also, you know, killing them. So maybe we should not do it.
Right. What does that mean? Harnessing their life energy.
I don't know, because we don't get any ill effects throughout the rest of the episode. Only right now they're like, and they like pass out. Because that's what happens. They try to go to level 3 and they can't, and they all pass out. And they demorph in this mock pit. And they're just like, oh no, that was terrible. And they're sweaty and gross. And then Dr. Farrow's like, oh, well, that didn't go well. And Cam's like, yeah, you're killing them. Please stop. I think I'm going to cancel the project.
Is it like if they do this too long, they get older?
Maybe.
Like if they're in there for 10 minutes, they come out 20 years older than when they started?
I mean, here's the thing. I watched a compilation kind of on accident the other day of the Power Rangers from all the old seasons that show up in Megaforce. Can I tell you how many there are?
It's like 10.
Not even.
Oh.
Some more show up at the end, but the compilation I watched presented it as if, like, this is all the times they show up. And so, like, one or two episodes before, like, it starts, like, rolling, there's, like, an episode that features, like, one Red Ranger each a couple of times from the Disney era, I think. And then there's, like, here's the episodes where just, like, a bunch of people are in. You see, like, Rangers helping people, and, like, Leo's there. So, like, apparently he got over it. and then Carter and Dana show up. Dana looks great. Carter looks a little older.
Right.
Like, he looks a little bit
older.
He's
got, like, a little crow's feet.
A tiny bit. Like, Sean Christmas Wish Johnson is, like, just a little bit old. Like, he's looks like he's, like, a hot dad now.
And it was, at the time Megaforce came out, what, 16 years past Lightspeed?
Yeah.
That's bananas.
So, like, you can tell he's older, but it's not a lot. So, like, if they would have aged him up, they would make him look older than he actually is now that he's 18 years old. The Rangers don't want it. Dana and Joel specifically are like, no, we can't. Dana's like, Olympia's still out there. And Joel's like, we got to beat him. Like, what else are we going to do?
Right. Stick me back in the neck. I'm going in.
Neck me. Nope. Oh, this is a bad one, Josh. This is a minefield.
We do need to say on air that before we started, you rolled a critical fail one on a dice that you
dropped. I dropped a die, and it was a one, and I Jumanji'd.
And I said, maybe we should wait.
No, because I'm not watching an episode again.
Not with super demons. It's very taxing.
Oof. All my life energy got sucked out. So we cut the theme song. Cat Mustache is like, go ahead. Drain them then. And so we cut back. We cut the theme song. We come back. Diabolico's in the woods, and he's so mad about Lokai. And I know in the Sentai footage that they're brothers, but it seems like they were boyfriends.
Yeah.
In this, because he's like, how could they do this to you? And
like,
he's
all
so
of a
mad.
Sudden, like, since last episode,
yeah,
they were boyfriends.
Before that, he was like, fuck off. But now he's in love, and you killed his boyfriend and his lover.
Yeah, he got that big sticky spider brooch.
He gave him that was their engagement brooch.
Brooch. You know what's even more confusing is that, like, in England, it's B-R-O-O-U-C-H.
Oh, no. Canada, too, probably. And Australia. Australia calls the trunk the boot.
The boot? The
trunk of your car is a boot.
What do you call your boots? The trunks?
Your boots. It's all boots. Boots all the way down. Boots, boots, boots.
Now that's a boot.
England also calls them boots. I don't know.
Is that, like, short for booty? It's the booty of your car?
That's your car booty, yeah. You keep junk in your trunk, in your car booty. All tracks.
Keep your loot in your boot.
So he's very, very mad, and he's like, Something, something, Banshira. I hate her. I don't remember what he says. And then Olympia shows up. And I don't remember.
He says, like, she made me kill my boyfriend, Lokai. Also, Viper's gone. They do mention Viper, but it's just, like, very slipped in. It makes me wonder, because she's also not in the credits now.
No, she was in the credits this time.
Was she?
Yeah.
I thought she wasn't.
No, she was.
I wasn't really watching the credits.
Well, it's the same.
I looked up and I didn't see her, so I just saw
she was in it. And, okay. I'm wondering if she's just gone, because she's still in the credits.
It's making me wonder if there was some kind of falling out all of a sudden. Because if she's gone, it was to no fanfare. She got eaten by Banshira and was it.
It's done. I'm wondering
if nobody misses her. Like, Diabolico only says she's gone as a fact, not as, like, a how dare she.
Right. As sort of to prove a point that, like, she'll just kill any of us. She'd sacrifice me. Dog, she already did. I'm wondering, she's in the credits. Is Viper just going to, like, burst out of Banshira?
I thought Viper was going to become a super demon.
No.
She doesn't. She's not in the episode.
She's dead.
She's barely mentioned, but that's all we get.
So Olympia shows up, summons his staff, summons Diabolico's staff, and throws it to Diabolico, and is like, we're going to do this right now. Because whatever Diabolico says leads into Olympia's being like, but I will, and I don't remember what what it was. And they do a fight. First thing that happens, Diabolico gets clotheslined or flipped or something and lands straight up on the front of his face upside down.
What I guess would be his forehead.
Yeah. Like, I get that you're in a rubber suit with padding, but, like, it was a nasty bump.
Yeah, you're still a person in there.
Yeah. So they go back to fighting. A lot of fighting. Long fight. It's a long fight. I don't remember a lot of the fighting that happens.
They keep just, like, hitting their weapons against each other. They can't do a lot because their suits are so big.
They are. At one point, Diabolico is on the ground and Olympus is about to, like, stab him or cut his head off or whatever. And Diabolico, like, knocks his staff out of the way and, like, kicks him off. And then he's got the upper hand now. And then they run at each other and they explode. I thought they were both dead.
I thought they made one super demon.
That also would have made sense. No, Olympias won, as we'll see in a second. Because he's younger and fresher. So we go to the Skull Cavern. There's a bunch of baddies being like, oh, no, I'm a baddie. I don't know what noises bats make.
It's a first-person shot, like, walking through the baddies, and they're, like, reacting.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is definitely them fused together into a gross super demon that even the little bat demons are like, this thing is nasty.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just Diabolico being marched through the palace.
Yeah, he's in chains, which I didn't notice at first. They kind of hide it. He, like, falls to his knees, and Olympias is behind him, and he's got a chain.
Well, Banshira rounds the corner for... We don't see Olympias. And Banshira comes around and is like, you dare come back here, traitor? And then he falls, and Olympias is like, he is mine now.
I own him. There's some overtones. There's some tones going on, and we're not sure what's going on here. So then, there's this whole exchange about how, like, I'll never give Olympias my power. And Banshira's like, remember how I don't care about that and I can just take it? And then she makes her fingers grow very long and weird.
It's a gross thing that she does a lot this episode.
Yeah. The second one is very upsetting if you think about the logistics of it.
Yeah.
So she grabs him and then we cut away to portals opening up in the sky and lightning shooting out of them and, like, blowing stuff up. And then Jinxer...
He's there. He's down there.
I think he's just, like, hanging out. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's later. I think that actually might be later.
It might be.
So the Power Rangers show up to one of these disaster sites.
Oh, we do see his eyes go black.
Yeah, yes.
That's when it cuts away. So we don't get any of the lightning stuff yet.
Okay. So then it cuts away from there, and then portals open with lightning. I know that because they cause disasters that the Rangers have to go to fix.
Yes.
So they go there. They go to one. They're, like, helping people. They're doing the rescue thing, which I really like. Again, it's my favorite part about the season, is that they, like, go help people as civilians, and then demons show up, and they have to help them as Power Rangers.
They're like first responders. Yeah. They're not just superheroes.
It's great.
Yeah.
So then Olympia shows up, and he's like, time to kill you, Power Rangers, and here's how I'm going to do it with someone you might remember. And then he steps to the side, and there's Diabolico, who's, like, a little hunched over, and he's like, here he is. And Joel specifically is like, how could you go back to helping Banshira after what she did to Lokai? And Olympia's like, do whatever you want. Like, he's a zombie now.
This is just a husk that I'm using to fight you.
Some of him is painted black. Like, his eyes are black. His horns are black.
The eyes on his chest face are black. And some of, like, the in-between parts.
Yeah, like, his, like, sinew stuff is black. And so are the horns on his chest face. All of his horns are black. And then he charges at him, and they do a big fight. Because apparently they're like, well, we took his mind. Like, I have his power to control, but he's just, that's nothing. There's nobody in there. And they do a real big fight. At one point, someone, I think it's Diabolico, kicks a car at Dana and Kelsey, who get done pretty dirty in this episode.
Dana kind of, like, just bounces off of it.
Yeah.
But Kelsey rides it into a wall. It's pretty sick.
It's about to crush her between a wall and a car. Yeah. And she hops up on, like, the window.
In a split second, she, like, jumps up on the hood, and it just shoots her into the wall, which is, like, 3 feet from where she was.
Yeah. It was slick.
Yeah. It's also, like, just thinking about, like, that really happening?
Yeah.
Probably the sickest one that happens for this fight.
For sure.
Everybody takes a nasty bump in this.
Yeah. At one point, I think right after this, Diabolico jumps up and goes to, like, kill Kelsey, but then Joel summons his mega battle, and he jumps up and starts cutting around, and then he cuts the roof off of the car, and Diabolico kicks it at him, which is pretty cool. We cut back to Chad getting beaten up by Olympias, and Carter, like, drives in.
Chad is trying to put him out with his battler, or his battle, or
his
whatever
mega
it
battle.
Is.
What a bad name.
So stupid.
What a dumb bad
Might
name.
Might be the worst part of the season, is that dumb, stupid name.
Ah, Joel's pretty bad.
You're right.
The name is a close second. And he jumps up, like, out of the way. He gets, like, knocked down. Carter jumps in on his new cool bike that's also a suit, his suit bike, and he gets shot by Diabolico.
Yeah, he's, like, charging at Olympias, but Diabolico just shoots his tire and sends him flying off of it.
Yeah. So then Diabolico goes to kill Carter, and he grabs him by the neck, and Diabolico's standing on a car and reaches down and, like, deadlifts him all the way in the air.
Yeah.
And Carter's like, you gotta remember, like, how could you remember what she did to you and Lokai? Your boyfriend, sort of. We get some flashes of last episode of Lokai dying, and Diabolico being like, no! And he's like, I remember, and drops Carter. But then he goes back to fighting with Olympias, and it's just another long fight between people who are not super mobile.
At some point, I don't know if it's happened already or not. I think it has. The spider gets knocked off of Diabolico's chest.
That's in a minute.
It is in a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they do make a point to, like, show that it fell off.
Yeah.
They don't do anything with it, so I don't know if it's going to come up. There's two episodes left.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to come up or not.
I have no
idea.
It's
just such a weird thing that they keep bringing attention to if it's not going anywhere.
He gets knocked back into a wall, and the spider brooch falls off, and he's right next to Carter. And they do a whole shot of, like, it's on the ground now.
Yeah.
The brooch is on the ground. He drooped the brooch. Carter's like, says something to Diabolico. I don't remember what. And he's like, I hate Bansheera more than I hate you. But you need to be able to kill her. So take this key. Hands him the demon key from the Nether Realm, from the Shadow World, that he stole from the Sorcerer of the Sands. And I don't know if it ever gets out of his hand or not.
I don't remember seeing Carter take it, because the next thing we see is Diabolico get blasted by Olympias.
Yeah, he pushes Carter out of the way to take the shot from Olympias and dies. But presumably he still has the key, because later on it just kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I think it was still in his hand, but I don't know for sure. But if it just comes out of nowhere at the end of the episode, I'm assuming Carter couldn't have had it then.
Yeah, that makes sense. So then they get all their super weapos out. They got the mega battles. They got the bike suit. Dana and Kelsey have a seat and some other weird part of the bike.
He gives Dana and Kelsey, like, the arm parts from the bike suit to hold.
I think Dana's might be the arm, but Kelsey's is definitely the seat.
Well, the seat becomes an arm because the wheels fold up into the back wings.
Yeah, you don't need a seat. So it's a gun now.
Yep.
And they all fire, and they kill Olympias. But then, Bansheera does her own... She doesn't do a trap card. She just has her big, long fingers that fly from the North Pole all the way to Mariner Bay in California, I think.
And she tickles her demon children.
It just grabs them and it makes them super demons. But can you imagine being anywhere in between those two places?
No way.
And then just like, oh, there's just infinity long vines. Oh, cool. What? That would be horrible.
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, that's just upsetting to think about. Where do they come from? Where do they go? Where, like, I just don't like it. So then...
This is so close. Oh, man. I'm not going to do it, but it's there.
I feel like I'm, like, tempting fate at this point. But then they call the Zords. All of them. They get the Omegan Megan Zord. They get the Super Train. They get the regular with the solar. And they have to call special to see if they can get that one. They got to put in a collect call to the Lightspeed Action Base to get that one. They get it. Chad's in the Omegan Megazord. Joel's in the Super Train. Carter's in the Max Solar Megazord. Dana and Kelsey are on the ground.
Yep. They're just hanging, just like cheering them on.
It sucks.
It does. It's they do something in a minute, a couple of minutes.
They need to be not there for a thing they do. And it's Sentai footage, so it's like there's only so much they can do, right? But they will cut into American footage for like weird little things in this episode.
The problem is we left the girls out so they could be cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Which could have been fixed with when all the Zords were called, Dr. Fairweather at the same time says, "Hey, someone needs to come pick this up."
Yeah.
And they leave at the same time.
Yeah, not
instead
like
of just
waiting
and hoping that the guys can handle it unless something else comes along.
Yeah. Because they are not handling it, and they're like, we're going to need the Life Force Megazord. And the Kelsey and Dana are like, we can go get that. We're not doing anything right now. We're free. And then they go do that, but like,
they should have just gone and done that. While they were fighting, they should have been doing that.
And like, in the Sentai, the Yellow Ranger is a boy. Right.
So, yeah, like, as is tradition.
So it's not just like we left the girls out, at least over there. Like, at least, you know, the footage isn't just we left the girls out. It is we left the yellow and the pink ranger out for whatever reason. Presumably they are nervous. I don't know.
If they're just going to take boy Sentai Rangers and make them girl Power Rangers.
We need a red one. Just do it with red.
Why is it always going to be yellow?
Just do
a red one. Do a black one.
Because yellow's a girl color, Joe.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Yellow and green are like the gender neutral colors.
Yeah, literally. Also, yellow's my favorite color. Like, it's a great color. And yeah, it's the first one they did, right? With Trini. They just made Trini.
Right, so now it just has to be that way, I guess.
Yeah, so, but that's stupid. I don't like it.
And like, Zio was actually a girl yellow, I think.
Yeah, Zio and Turbo were yellow. In Space was Lost Galaxy was a boy. This one's a boy. Time Force is a boy. I don't know any after that. But like,
just like, I don't know, let a girl be green.
Just like, yeah, just like do something. like just do it with a Red Ranger. Boom.
Yeah.
Just
do
get
it.
like
cowards.
Just yeah. Just get someone like a Deese Frame. Just like get some like non-binary person to like a non-binary ranger would rule. That's unprecedented, literally, in this in this as of this recording in 2018. yeah, but like, I don't know. It's a bummer. But they're left out, and so they're like, all right, yeah, we'll go get the Life Force Megazord. So the others get knocked down. They get back up again. They get knocked down again.
Yeah, they're just getting beat up.
They're not Chumbawamba.
No.
Carter's the last one to go down. The other two, like, go down, and they get knocked out, and they look back up at Carter, who's, like, running at the two super demons.
It looked like, in the Sentai footage, the super demons were about to blow up a skyscraper, and Carter puts the Megazord in front of it.
I think he does.
So he takes the shot, and while Chad and Joel look on screaming for Carter, that Megazord falls down and explodes.
Huge explosion.
Yeah.
Enormous explosion. Also, we should mention that Diabolico, who just he remembered Lokai and then started fighting Olympias, right? Like, I feel like I said that.
You did.
Now he's back to being evil because he's being possessed by Banshee.
Because he's got those fingers in him.
He's got the salad fingers in him.
I can't believe how horny the season is.
We didn't do that. We're just we're just playing the cards we're dealt, Josh, and they're horny cards, apparently. So he's, like, more demonic, you know, like, he's, like, the souped-up demon version. Olympias, straight-up Cypher the Sky Dragon from Yu-Gi-Oh! He's a big red dragon now.
He is definitely just a big dragon man. Diabolico also is, like, sexed up a little bit.
Yeah, he's,
But he still mostly looks like Diabolico.
Yeah, it's like Diabolico, but, like, pointier.
His abdomen face might be bigger or angrier.
I don't know. He looks different, but I couldn't tell you how.
I'd have to see him side by side.
It's been about 45 minutes. Well, no. How long did the intro take? About a minute and a half? It's been about 40 minutes.
Give the intro about 3 minutes. So, yeah, about 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 40 minutes. So, this is radical. This is great. So we go to, like, commercial, and we come back, and Carter's outside, and he sees his Megazord dead. And he's like, I'm so mad right now. And he goes and he runs over to Olympias and Diabolico.
So neither him nor the Megazord were destroyed in that explosion.
No.
The Megazord is just like off.
They definitely assumed Carter was dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because in a minute they're like, hey, he's alive. But Carter goes up to human-sized, still morphed, but human, not in anything, Carter runs up to Olympias and Diabolico and says, like, you destroyed my Megazord. But he didn't destroy me, and start shooting at him.
Yeah, man.
Rad. Rad as hell.
He's a f***ing superhero.
He is a red ranger.
Yeah.
He gets knocked away with a sword pretty hard, though. Yeah. They just swat him away.
Well, I mean, he's still just like a little dude fighting two giant, like skyscraper-sized super demons.
One of these days, I don't know if it's in any of the seasons that have aired so far, but one of these days, a red ranger, probably going to be a red ranger, is going to go up against a full-size monster and win.
And win.
And I am going to lose my sugar. You will hear me screaming and crying on this podcast because I can't think of a doper thing in the world. Right before he is about to be murdered by two giant super demons, he gets blasted. Cut that. There's one thing that happens before then. So he's knocked out. Because he, like, hits a wall and, like, bounces onto the ground, and it looks real rough.
Yeah. Well, he did just get swiped by a giant demon.
Yeah. And so Olympias and Diabolico are like, we did it. We won. We beat the Power Rangers. And then we get a far shot of the planet Earth, and two big hands just wrap around it.
Yeah, because it cuts to Bansheera for, like, 1 second. She's like, I got it. And then she just grabs and, like, squeezes the Earth like a lemon.
And, like... Sky goes dark. There's an eclipse because there's a hand.
This is all just so she can block out the sun. She covers the whole Earth with her gangly fingies.
For like a second. Because we go to commercial. Or no, we don't go to commercial. We cut over to Jinxer, who's on a building saying a spell that's going to give them more power. Because he's like, now that demons rule the world, you'll be the most powerful in the world. I don't know what he says. I don't remember. Then they get more powerful, but then the sun comes back. We even get a shot of the sun, and Diabolico's like, we are recharged. And that's it. And now he's about to kill Carter for real. So he, like, lifts his big staff to, like, stab him on the ground, which would probably be pretty hard, like, comparatively. He's pretty small. So, like, I don't know how well that would go.
Yeah, it's like taking a... I don't even know what you...
One of the, like, trash stabbers?
Yeah, and trying to get an ant with it.
Yeah. Like... So he goes to stab him. And he gets shot a couple times, and in flies in Kelsey and Dana on the Life Speed Rescue Sport Action Zord, new from Toyota. They land. At one point, we did see the girls in a big hangar going, wow, a Megazord. And then we cut back.
They're like, oh, it's so awesome. And it's just a silhouette, and it just looks like a Megazord.
It looks like one of the Zords they already have. Like, it's the same silhouette.
Maybe they could see more than just the silhouette. The silhouette was just for us.
I'm thinking probably. So they land, and Kelsey goes, guys, are you going to get in or what? So they jump in.
Get in, losers. We're fighting super demons.
We're killing demons. So they jump in. They plug their necks into the cable.
God, it just looks so uncomfortable. Because at some point, Carter, like, says something and looks around, and the plug just, like, follows his head around.
And that's in American footage. So, like, they probably didn't have any close-ups, and they were like, well, we need to show how weird and gross it is.
So it can't be comfy. Plus, it's draining your life force.
They start powering it up with life force. They go to level two. They're like, ugh, now we need to do level two. So they go to level two. That charges up their sword, which looks a lot like the regular rescue sword. Like it does like a whooshing, and then
yeah, but this
the blade glows
black and gold.
Yeah. So then they charge. The Zord charges and it slashes the two of them, and that hurts them. And then they go to level three and they kill the demons. There's like nothing between. They're like, go to level three. Okay. Yeah. And then they kill them.
There's this huge explosion. The demons are dead. We get one quick shot of Jinxer going, wah! And getting blown away.
That was great. It's like someone had like wires attached to his belt and just yanked him back super
and didn't
hard.
Tell him about it.
It's amazing.
We also get a space shot of the hands letting go.
Yeah.
And Bansheera's like holographic space head turns into a skull cloud and fades away.
This has to be.
That has to be how they kill her in the Sentai.
This has got to be the end of the Sentai footage.
Yeah.
And the next two episodes are all American.
Yeah. Or they just like reuse some weird off shots.
Yeah. Because like, that's a dead Bansheera.
Yeah, absolutely. When she shows back up, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They just blew you up off of the whole Earth.
We cut from there to the tomb in Egypt / the desert just north of Mariner Bay. And there's like this light that comes in. And at first I was like, are the demons going back into the tomb because they killed him?
Because Diabolico did come out of it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm assuming happened. But no, it's the key, and it like floats up, and it goes up against a brick, and then turns into a hieroglyph.
Yep.
And then it pans over, and it sees there's a little crude hieroglyphic of Bansheera with her big shoulders.
There's something in between them, but
I don't think it was important.
Remember what it was?
It was
yeah,
just like you know,
just like the key,
a star or whatever.
Something else. Maybe it was Earth.
Maybe.
Here's Bansheera, but like, if a 4-year-old drew her.
Yeah. So then we cut to the Skull Cavern, where Jinxer is there, and Bansheera is like, I need another monster. And he's like, I'm out. We've used them all up. There's no more monsters.
Yeah, I have no more monster cards.
And she's like, well, I'm going to kill you right now, because you're useless. He's like, well, hold on. I did one thing.
And she wraps him up in her fingies, and is like,
her fingies get so much play.
And she's just like...
These are some mobile fingies this episode. They're getting around. She's got a lot of fingies and a lot of pies.
Yeah, she's about to throw him in the oven, I guess.
Yeah, like the demon mouse, but like it's a little broken, so it's just like a big fire pit. And he's like, well, hold on, I did do one thing. I threw a baddie card.
Yeah, I had one battling card left.
And I threw that at the Megazord leg while it was fighting, and so then they took that back to the Lightspeed base, and now the baddies are in there.
Now they're going to have one battling they have to deal with
there. I think one battling card translates to, like, 10 baddies.
Maybe.
But, like...
I thought he was going to be like, I had one card and I threw it on the Megazord, and that'll let us control it the next time they bring it out.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be something.
Instead, it's like, I snuck some battlings into the base.
A couple, you know, battlings.
That'll get them. And Bashira's like, yes, you did it. We'll get them with battlings.
And then we end. It's like, you know that baddies are literally they're your foot soldiers. They do nothing.
They barely slow them down.
A little girl beat them up with a ball recently. So like, not super worried about the batlings. Like Dr. Fairweather and her fire axe could probably murk the lot of them.
Oh, that would rule.
Captain Mustache would judo flip them to death.
Oh yeah, that dude could fight.
I want to see that fight. Just those two.
They should let them have a fight scene.
Yeah. It would be great. Captain Mustache's fight when he was like possessed and he beat up those two guards that were with Dr. Fairweather. That was a radical fight.
Yeah.
That was good. Add in Dr. Fairweather, who is a badass in her own right. That would be pretty good.
Yep.
I think. So that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
You started.
Mm-hmm.
I get to pick the best. I think the best is Diabolico, his face turn. I think him turning face. I hate Bansheera more than I hate you.
I do like that, but I can't best anything except for Carter shooting giants with guns and being like, as long as there is a Power Ranger, whether we have a Zord or not.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
The worst I'm going to say is all the long fingies in this episode.
The long fingies are bad.
A lot of long finger pappets.
I'm gonna worse the girls being left out.
Oh, that's way worse. The girls just not being like for in the Zord?
For the story, it's so they can get the other Megazord, but like in the reality of it, they didn't know that.
No, they were just waiting for nothing. MVP is Carter.
Yep.
It's Carter for all the reasons you just said. Because that was radical. I like when Red Rangers get like a really good Red Ranger moment.
Yeah.
And he's like a dozen this year.
He's had a lot.
So I think
this might be the best one.
I think so far, yes. I think what we should do one day, maybe we'll do it on the hiatus because we're coming up, is we'll just rank all the Power Rangers.
Like the people?
Yeah. So far, not the ones that we haven't seen, obviously, and then we will keep a list.
Like by color or just
no, all in of them. Order. Just okay, every Ranger ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll start that now, so we'll be ready when we get to it.
And then, same. And then, at the end of every season, we'll take those Rangers from that season
and plug them in,
and we'll put them on a list. All right. So, speaking of lists and ranking, we got to rank this episode.
We do.
I'm thinking kind of high.
I'm also thinking pretty high. Let's start at the Great Egg Caper.
I think it's better than that.
Okay.
That was a fun episode. It was a Looney Tunes episode. There's a lot of really goofy, fun stuff. There was some skateboarding, which I'm always a fan of.
I'll shoot it up a couple more then. What about Trakina's Revenge?
Ooh, that had Heather, who is maybe my favorite Power Ranger. Certainly my favorite Junior Ranger.
Absolutely.
In a walk. Yeah, I think it right below that, above from Deep in the Shadows.
Okay. What happened in that one?
That was the first Ryan episode.
Right.
That was when he was the wet bandit and stole it, and at the end there was the big reveal that he was Dana's brother.
Yeah.
But I think this episode was a little bit better, because like I love the face turn, Diabolical's face turn. Carter was amazing. Bansheera is a good villain because she's like, I will kill you if you're not useful to me. And I like clearly have gone insane.
Like all of you have expiration dates. I'm doing this for me. I'm using you to get to that as a means to get to that end. But when I'm done with you, I'm done with you. Like,
yeah,
you're not staying around. And they didn't all know that until she got her body back.
Right. It was like the last thing that happened. coming in at number 6. Rise of the Super Demons. And Josh, that's it for this episode.
1 week left.
We got one to go. It's a two-parter. Next week, Fate of the Lightspeed, part one. So that'll be Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
And
we got you again. Woo. Oh, I think I'll join you.
Oh, cool. Yes, have some.